Oh, you're finally awake. My minions picked you up trying to cross the border. I do say, it was quite brave of you trying to enter our little domain. And what is a regular human doing in the domain of vampires anyway? You don't look like an assassin. And you don't look like an adventurer. In fact, your clothes look otherworldly. And you don't smell like anyone I've ever encountered in this world before. I think you're going to make an excellent test subject. Let me run a few scans. Oh, these scans. Interesting. Do you have any idea what they might be saying to me, my precious little guinea pig? I'll give you a hint. Everything in the universe has one specific quantum resonance. Everything, the exact same one. We've run into some things that obviously came from other universes, and they had different quantum resonances. And guess what? You do not have the same quantum resonance as everything else here. That tells me that you are not from this universe. I was right. You are a most excellent find. And you will be a wonderful little test subject. The mistress will be pleased. I'll need to take blood samples and skin samples and hair samples and, oh, I wonder if I should take brain samples too. Oh, but that might be getting ahead of myself. I think first I'll have to do a little psychological survey. Tell me, the universe you're from, which one reigns supreme? Science or magic? Fascinating. So, do vampires exist in your universe then? Oh. Also fascinating. Then, who preys on humans? Oh, quite fascinating. So, how do you control your population? You don't... Okay, I'm not going to make any assumptions here, but... What's the population of your planet that you're from? Oh, by the forebears, the meals we could have. Too bad that interdimensional travel is impossible for us and so rare. Oh, by impossible, I mean it's highly uncontrolled and it's We've only been able to reproduce it in rare occasions, and the destinations are completely unpredictable. The probes we've been able to send have ended up in random quantum displacements, and it's just... how to put it? We've sent them to random new universes, and then when they tried to come back, they again went to random new universes. So, even though we can still communicate with them, even after 6 months, I believe, getting them back is quite the impossibility. And trying to send agents to a specific universe is just impossible at this point. There's no way to pick out a specific quantum displacement code. Even knowing our own, it's like dialing a phone number that just doesn't exist. But enough about us. Tell me more about you. You come from a world with no magic. No monsters at all, apparently? Fascinating. And over 7 billion of your kind. And so crowded on your planet. Here, the human population is just over 1 billion, and we vampires rule. Oh no, the human nations rule themselves, but it's rather obvious that we are the superior race. Oh yes, the pro-human movement. You've already seen it, even though you've only been here for how long? Oh, when you were picked up, you'd been here for 3 days. Well then. Yes. Because we vampires have to feed on humans, we're seen as, cruel overlords and super elites looking down upon the masses. However, to quote one of your own kind, the butcher does not look upon the meat as an equal. Instead, they look upon it as livestock to be cared for and to help flourish. In other words, some of us are benevolent and some are not, and I'm sure there are people like that in your world. You see, you get it completely. Perhaps we're not so different after all. Ah, except your elite do not eat. Okay, never mind then. Well, either way, every time we've come across a animal or person from another universe, there's something that I've always been looking for. There's rumors that other cabals have been able to create artificial blood that's perhaps not palatable, but sustaining, and it's rumored that they were able to do this with an interdimensional being, and I'm hoping that we stumble upon one of their kind as well. And I'm so hoping that you may be one of them. We'll find out in time. For now, I'm going to mark you down as test subject 47. You're lucky. Test subject 46 was a particularly interesting electric rodent. I have been powering some quite interesting test equipment right now, and the results are stimulating. As for you, as soon as I'm able to take some blood samples, I look forward to seeing what results I get. And, my dear test subject, I look forward to our next talk. Oh, and, as for food and drink, I'm not used to caring for humans in this lab. I'll have the minions bring something around that should be suitable. Something from the human realms. We don't normally trade with them, and the humans we keep on hand to keep us fed, they're not too picky about what they eat. They're a little more than cattle, after all. And you are far more educated, obviously. So, I may have to treat you better. Either way, this is a fascinating time. I can't wait to see what I can learn from you and your precious blood. Speaking of your precious blood, I've been trying to hold myself back, but I am a vampire after all, and normally we don't get so close to the humans, but you smell so amazing. No one has bitten you yet, have they? Oh, thank goodness. I can have the first taste myself. No, don't worry. It'll just be a quick nip. It's for research purposes. Yeah. After all, I need to know what blood type you are. And if you have any diseases or pathogens that might be harmful to others. And I have quite the tolerance. Plus, it's for research. Yeah, so just let me see your wrist there. No, I promise it won't hurt. Let me just get an alcohol wipe and clean your wrist. There, and I'll just in our universe. I look forward to the I look forward to the blood results. if you excuse me. I need to clean up. Take care of a few things. Paperwork, you understand? Yes, paperwork. Ta-ta for now, my dear. I'll see you soon.